Hey, 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 happy Tuesday. Thank you so much for tuning in to Talks with Her. It is your girl, El Fari. I hope you're following me on Instagram, which is El Fari Art. And please click the link in my bio, which is to my podcast. Whenever a new episode is up, you can click right there, or you can go to iTunes or Spotify. I'm also on other platforms, but I don't remember at the moment, but I'll definitely give it to you guys once I get that information again. Anyway, I hope everybody's week is going well. We're almost to the middle. It's Tuesday, and you know, Wednesday is hump day, so we're like halfway through. So we're almost there, guys. Tuesday is damn near over. It is 4:15. I am in Brooklyn, New York. The weather has finally changed from hot to cool, and now we are in our fall season, and I'm excited. I personally love the fall. I like the summer too, but I think after a while we get tired of the summer, of the heat. So fall is just like perfect. It's great weather for fashion and nice ass jackets, if you know what I mean. So I posted up a video stating that I was going to talk about sex on the first date. Now I'm going to get real comfortable. Well, you guys know I'm real and I don't sugarcoat anything. So, sex on the first date. I feel women get shamed a lot. And men more so are praised for stuff like this. But, you know, it's that double standard with men and women. It's always been that way. And I never care for it. I just feel like I'm grown to do what the hell I want to do. At the end of the day, I don't really care what anybody thinks. But some of us do, you know? It's normal. It's okay. I just hope that you get to a place where you're just generally comfortable with yourself and able to not care about what people think or people say, what people say, because it's your life at the end of the day. And I will always tell you this, it's your life, you live it the way you want to live it. But anyway, excuse me, my allergies and my sinuses are just really fucking with me. But anyway, sex on the first date, I am not against it, not against it at all. Have I done that before? I haven't done that. Would it be the same as a one night stand? No, see, I don't know. I'm gonna talk about one night stand too. But sex on a first date, I think, is different because you're actually going on a date. Whereas a one night stand could be meeting somebody, so there's a difference. So okay, yeah. So sex on a first date, I'm not against it. I feel like it's all about the vibes, it's all about what you talk about and what you put on the table. Be very clear of what you want and what you want to happen after doing the nasty. What is it that you want from out of that? Like, do you just want to forget about each other? You just want to keep moving on with your life, and it's just like nothing's here. I just wanted to do that. Or is it, let's just see where it goes. Let's test drive the car now and let's see how it goes. And if it's great, then amazing. Then we could just focus on everything else. Or is it wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, that's it. That's all I want. I feel like it needs to be an agreement between both parties. And I feel like you both just need to really have a discussion before doing this, because a lot of times we go off the vibes, but then there's no discussion. So now you're sitting here and either one is waiting for the other one to call, or one is waiting to make the next move, kind of nervous of not knowing what to do next after this happened, because now you done got familiar with each other. You done saw each other naked. So guess what? It's going to be awkward if you don't have the conversation of what to do next after when you wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am, or whatever you want to call it, or getting down and dirty, or, you know, just, you don't want to have the awkwardness after. So I say have a discussion, be two adults, talk about it. Listen, I'm attracted to you, you're attracted to me, this is good so far, let's just see where the night goes. And if we end up in bed with each other, we end up in bed with each other. But guess what? So the next day, what are your expectations? What are you expecting? Are you expecting to talk to each other the next day? Are you expecting to talk to each other after a week? Maybe to just let emotions settle a little bit. Having the talk is important. Even getting into a relationship, you have to have a talk with the person. You have to let this person know what you're looking for. Once you do this, if you're emotional or you get attached, you need to let this person know. Listen, I'm feeling you and I'm feeling like I want to take it to the next level, but I know once I do that, I'm going to be attached. Be okay with yourself and be comfortable with yourself so you can tell the other person what it is that you want and what it is that you're expecting. This way, this person can make the decision whether or not they should get in the bed with you. Because if you tell them that, then it's like, okay, well, I'm not looking for all of that. So it's just best for us to just, you know, not do that. Let's not get intimate. Bam. There you go. You got it. Now there's no confusion. There's no awkwardness afterwards. Like, damn, do I call her? Or damn, do I call him? Or damn, do I check to see how he doing? Or damn, he done saw me in my big girl panties and I wasn't prepared. And damn, she done saw me when my boxers had a little rip on the side. I wasn't prepared. Dude, you just do not want the awkwardness after. So have the talk, okay? Have the talk. And I feel like from there, everything should work out perfectly fine once you have a talk and everything is laid out on the table. But I'm definitely not against it because you vibe differently with people. And sometimes the vibe is just that strong where you can take it to being intimate with the person. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can't control loving somebody. Because if that was the case, we wouldn't love a lot of assholes. And we wouldn't love a lot of bitches. Okay? So you can't control your emotions of how you feel for somebody. You cannot. You have to just let things flow and just know where to place a person at a certain time. Like I said, that's being comfortable with what you want and stating what you want. Don't be afraid to say what you want. Put it out there. It's better this way. This way, no confusion and none of the mind games. Just lay it out all on the table. But I agree with it. Go with the flow. If you feel like you want to give him a little something, you feel like you want to give her a little something, then you do so. If the vibe is that strong, then you do so. And then you see where it goes after. But just have the talk. Have the talk. Don't be afraid to have the talk. And don't be afraid to say what you want, ladies. Okay? Because we often hide things and we don't express what we really want and who we really are. Because a lot of us are fucking crazy. Okay, most of us are crazy. And I could say it's different levels of crazy, but a lot of y'all don't be saying it. In the beginning, y'all want to play this, oh, I'm cool. No, you're not cool. You fucking crazy. As soon as he touch you, you like, oh, that's my man. We together now. And he don't even know it. So, again. Don't be afraid to say what you want. It's all on you. Trust me, it is all on you. But anyway, that was my talk about sex on the first date. Vibing out, saying what you want, having the conversation before doing it so there won't be any confusion afterwards. And then you'll know how to move after it do happen. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Talks with Her. It is your girl, El Fari. Please follow me on Instagram, elfariart, and click that link in the bio. Whenever I post up a new episode, my podcast is right there in the bio. Click that link, share it, and yeah. I'm in this with be yourself, love you first, the rest will follow. Continue to be dope. It's all good. Peace.